Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Russian President Vladimir Putin used a major patriotic holiday Monday to again justify his war in Ukraine, but did not declare even a limited victory or signal where the conflict was headed. That came as his forces pressed their offensive and with a few signs of significant progress throughout the country. The Russian leader oversaw a Victory Day parade Monday on Moscow's Red Square, with troops marching in formation, military hardware on display, and a brass band playing to commemorate the Soviet Union's 1945 defeat of Nazi Germany. But Putin's much-anticipated speech offered no new insights as to how he intended to salvage the faltering war, and instead stuck to allegations that Ukraine posed a threat to Russia, even though Moscow's nuclear-armed forces are far superior in numbers and firepower. Meanwhile, Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi meets with U.S. President Joe Biden this week in Washington, with Russia's war in Ukraine certain to be at the top of their agenda. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Both Rome and Washington will emphasize their historic friendship and shared desire to help Ukraine defend itself from Russia's two-month-old invasion. At the Tuesday meeting, energy, climate change, and promoting global economic prosperity are also on the agenda. Still, there are differences in tone over the war. Draghi is pushing for even a limited truce to allow talks to resume. Statements by Biden and his emissaries have been more aggressive, suggesting both regime change and the goal of weakening Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In fighting Monday, Ukraine's military reported four high-precision Onyx missiles fired from the Russian-controlled Crimea Peninsula struck the Odessa area in southern Ukraine. This is VOA News. The leader of Britain's main opposition party said Monday